I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work Life Woo.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Work Life Woo.
We are at Summer's house today, chilling. She made us brekkie and made me coffee because I'm high maintenance.
That's not high maintenance. It's coffee.
Okay, well, we have iced coffee. I was like, can you make me actual coffee? I like a good cup of joe.
Yeah.
This morning.
It's also fall vibes.
We are full falling. And I think, so we're going to talk a lot of woo today. Okay, let's actually cover the fact that we've been saying Channy wrong.
Yeah.
And talk about this portion of the PSA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we've been saying the name wrong. And also we found out it's a person. She's a person.
You guys, this is embarrassing. Don't judge us for it.
They are our unofficial sponsors. Again, we're manifesting this. It's literally so common, though, because I watch interviews. And then in her bio, she literally is like, this is how you say my name, because so many people say it wrong. So I don't think it was us. It's just like, we had no idea. How did you find this app, though? Was it like trolling you on Instagram?
No, not at all. I typed astrological into the app store.
Oh, okay.
And it was one of the first ones that came up, and I was like, oh, it's cute. It also doesn't look like, you know, there are so many apps that look like bogus.
Yes.
And it didn't look like that. So it caught my attention.
Mm-hmm. Branding.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I downloaded it. And my life has just been changed ever since.
And here we are today.
I was trying to go to the description of her name in her bio.
Yeah, so Channy Nichols is her name. Now we know.
Like Annie.
Like Annie. That's what she says. Yeah.
It's literally.
It literally says that, doesn't it?
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, Channy.
Sorry. We're so sorry. Now we know you're a person, and we will be spiffing up on our knowledge.
We came for the app, we're staying for the person.
Yeah, we're here for it.
And she has a book, so definitely have to do that for book club. And also, I've started watching her content on Instagram, and she also has a podcast.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
Yeah, so many things. We need to definitely get into it.
Yeah. So what does the tarot card of the week say in the app?
The tarot card of the week, I already read it and I was like, shoot, I should have done that.
Let's get into the energy of it all.
Let's get into it. Let's put some music in right here.
Do, do, do. It's the moon card?
Yeah. Oh, cool. I know.
Yeah. I love this. So we also just had we're coming off of yesterday, it was the harvest moon. So it says, tarot card of the week, we choose the moon to honor this week's lunar eclipse in Pisces, the opening of a new eclipse series. Just as eclipse can conjure our primal fears out of the shadows, that seems intense, this card asks us to surrender to the emotional processes that require total darkness. We're not supposed to fully understand all the stories that are bubbling up right now, but immersing ourselves in the psyche's murkiest swamps is how we befriend our most feral parts and deepen our intuition. Like the moon card, the eclipse is an invitation to reboot your inner GPS, accept the beasts under the bed as sacred messengers, and embrace the people and practices that support your wildest dreaming. This is like an intense card.
The beasts under the bed, I was saying,
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think for me, what stood out was, just as eclipse can conjure our primal fears out of the shadows, this card asks us to surrender to the emotional processes that require total darkness. Like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah, hold on.
So the eclipse is obviously gives us darkness. It's saying it brings out the what's in the shadows. So it's saying that we need to surrender to the dark, to what emotions come out in the darkness. Is that what it's saying?
I don't know. In all fairness, sometimes these cards are like, they're very wordy
and a lot of words. But okay, so it seems like it's just like giving me very like powerful feelings, very like, you know, it's not like light and airy. It's like serious and dark, but like in a good way.
I don't think it's dark.
I think with darkness comes like silence and thinking and like reflection, right?
Do you know that this eclipse lasts for the next 2 years?
Oh, shit.
But like, it's a good one.
So you were saying that this is going to last, this eclipse will last for 2 years.
Which, don't quote me on any of those people. I'm just getting my information from the internet, but correct me in the comments, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, do you have Pisces or Virgo?
Let me look. Hold on.
Okay, for reference, I have Virgo in my ninth house and Aries in my fourth house.
I have Venus in Virgo in my sixth house, and then I have Saturn in Pisces in my 12th house, but I do not have it in my three. So like my moon is in Cancer, my rising is Aries, and then my sun is in Leo.
Okay, gotcha. What is your moon in?
Cancer.
Okay, mine's in Aries.
Ooh, we're like up. Wait, what's your rising?
Capricorn.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, onwards and upwards.
Indeed.
We're all obviously impacted, but I think it impacts people on those on that axis the most.
A little bit more. Yeah. So last week we had Erin on, Erin of Ivy Lynn Studio.
Woohoo!
And we had her on because of this new moon that just happened, the harvest or the corn moon. And with all of that, we got together with our like entrepreneurial woo friends. We have this like subsection of ladies that I've infiltrated, I feel like, because you all have something in common with Erin's coaching, but I'm the outlier. But I'm just like, I'm here.
Well, I think, in all fairness, I think we all forget that.
Good. I hope
Yeah.
so. I mean, I do. I do
Yeah.
forget that. Anywho, we found out that our friend Casey has a super secret like power of being able to do sound bath.
That was literally
It
incredible.
was incredible. Also, like this is how I think busy I say I've been. I think you too. We've had this like sound bath on our calendar for over a month now. And I don't know what my brain thought was going to happen, but I did not think Casey was like doing a sound bath for us. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
yeah.
Like, I mean, she initiated it. She was like, I mean, I wasn't there when you guys talked about it in person.
That's what I was gonna say. That might be because she
Yeah.
did give more like details when we were all in
Okay.
person. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I totally was like, until like the day of, I'm like, wait, what? Hold on. She's going to do a sound bath for us. This is so cool.
So cool.
And yeah, it was, so we did the sound bath. That's what we started off doing. And like for the friends at home who have no idea what a sound bath is, Summer, elaborate.
All right. Everybody lay down. Get comfortable. This is what I don't do.
Lay down, put your head towards me.
Yeah, put
Yeah.
your head towards me and then ready.
It was like woo, woo.
Dude, when the frequency gets like that,
It's
like
so intense.
it is wild.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And like you can like it consumes you. Like it's like sometimes for people I think it can be really intense and like in terms of like not feeling like you can breathe. But then other times if you just embrace it, it's like, wow, this is cool. So for people who don't know, it's essentially, you know, a practitioner will use, so like our friend Casey has bowls in front of her, like glass bowls, I think, or ceramic, or I don't know what the material is, but and she's moving something around inside of them that makes them have a certain sound, which has a certain frequency that resonates with your body because we're made up of what, like 90 whatever percent water. So the sound vibrates the water in your body, and that in turn like alters the frequency within your inner, like within your body. And that's how a sound bath works. So
Yeah, it's so cool. But what I wanted to share is, you know, you have the right group of friends
oh my gosh,
when
yes.
the moon comes out. This is what happened. When the moon came out.
Oh, because the moon was blocked by the clouds.
Yeah, so
So
whenever it showed itself, that was
they
exciting.
were so cute. It was like the celebrity showed up to the party.
Yes, that's how it
And
felt.
it wasn't even the full new moon, or was it the new moon? Because we did this on Monday night. But it was still obviously like massive. And then it kept like coming in and out of the clouds. It was really cool. So anyhow, we just wanted to like loop everyone in that we did that. And we did a cord cutting ceremony with Erin leading us in that. And that was extremely, again, like intense and powerful. So we were all, you know, as part of like after the sound baths, we all wanted to pull. Everyone brought their oracle cards except for me. I had nothing. But we had Erin's sister-in-law pull out of her moon oracle deck, which was really cool. Inappropriate. And so she just had the cards spread out on the sand, and we were all each picking one at a time. And I was talking to my therapist about this yesterday. So, you know, before we started the sound bath, it was still daylight out, and we had the people walking on the beach with their dog.
Yeah.
Like the big old Newfie dog. Like, I don't know what the technical name is?
No, it was just like a huge, like sheepish dog.
Yeah, like massive. And we saw the dog. I'm calling it a him. I don't know what it was.
It gave him
vibes. Yeah. He came over and like sniffed shrubs next to us, but then like didn't acknowledge us at all. Like just kept going. And then, you know, after the sound bath, we got up, we were pulling cards out of the Oracle deck that Dana, Aaron's sister-in-law, brought. And so anywho, we were pulling cards and, you know, we were getting around to me. It was Casey first, then you, then me. It was just like, we were just like starting to read my card, I guess. And, you know, Dana was reading me. I pulled the full moon card and it said surrender on it. And then out of like the distance, I see in between Aaron and Dana, this dog is just like make it beeline for us. Like was walking down the beach. Did you see him? Like,
I don't know. I don't.
Did you see him coming into the circle?
I don't think so.
Okay,
because he came like around, right?
No, he came through Aaron and Dana, like, to me.
Uh huh.
It was so crazy because I was like, oh, he's like gonna just like stop. No, he like kept coming and like bulldozed through into the middle of the circle. Completely rolled all over the Oracle deck on the sand.
Uh-huh.
Then, like, I only felt like did a front flip onto me and then laid in front of me.
He literally bulldozed to Haley.
Yeah. It was so weird. And then, like, did a little roll thing, moved out, and then came back in the circle, did it again. And then at this point, the owner finally caught up.
Yeah.
And was like, I'm so sorry. And we were all dying laughing.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was so funny.
Yeah.
But I don't think, for me, I'm like, I don't know if that had anything to do with like me or my card specifically. I really do think like it was because we had so much like energy going on. And,
yeah.
Like, dogs can sense that.
And he
like,
just came and rolled in it.
Rolled in it. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Like it was just crazy. And it was such a cool experience. We all love animals so much. So
it was so cute.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
It added so much to the night. But
And Dana's poor cards were just like,
oh my gosh,
stuffed in the sand at that point.
At that point, we were just like, well, stick it in the sand, like whatever it needs to happen. But we got them all.
When Liz and Aaron went to pull their cards, they dug a card out.
Yes, you needed like a shovel, basically.
But yes, such a good time. And then we touched our toes to the water. And it was just really special. So
it was really special. So, but okay, continuing on with the woo. Today, our topic, you want to talk about?
Today, our topic is something so magical,
real
life.
Magical.
Magical, but real life. Feels far away, but it's close.
Yeah.
Powerful,
yet subtle.
Yet subtle. Today, we're going to talk about, put music, manifestation.
I know a few people who listen to our podcast who have no idea what manifestation means. So I'm excited to talk about this today.
Okay. So I recently have gotten into, so manifestation, generally speaking, is a newer topic for Haley and I, a newer discovery.
Understanding. Because we've known about it, but then we like didn't fully understand it.
And I think we're always learning.
Yeah.
But it definitely is like something more newer to us. I would say in the past like year, have we started to pay more attention to.
Yeah.
That being said, don't hold, I think we're both always learning. So whatever we say now may not, we may learn more.
Well, I mean, it's like whatever we believe it is for ourselves.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to focus on at least. Like, you know, I think it can be different for everyone. And so,
yeah,
I think, you know, we make of it what we need to make of it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So generally speaking, recently I have gotten into something called surrender manifestation, which seems like an oxymoron because manifesting has always, or it's like law of attraction, right? So you think that in the law of attraction, you have to constantly be focused or working towards what you're trying to attract. And this is like a new theory about it, which is like you actually think about it, put an intention with it, and then let it go.
Yeah.
And surrender to the universe. Because something that I have learned just from listening to all these podcasts and reading books lately, is that when you surrender, it's actually giving the universe and God's like space to like God is doing going to do what God's going to do no matter what. So we pray to ask for things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like it's giving the space to trust God and trust the universe,
right? Yeah.
Versus like being so obsessive over something that it's almost like teeing yourself up for failure. And then, but also like you're not giving space for the like higher power of God or the universe, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you had said, didn't you do like a vision board exercise with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did a vision board workshop and it was so good. I'll put her name in the comments. It was so good. And basically her whole thing is surrender manifestation. But the vision board workshop was more about, of course, it like walks you through creating a vision board, but it's more about manifestation and how when you put things on your vision board that are not ego driven. So, for example, putting something on your vision board that's like money, love,
mm-hmm.
you know, marriage, children, whatever it is, and you like obsess over it, it's like, well, what's your path of getting there?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like just thinking about, okay, I want money, you should be manifesting a greater path to get there. So what do you really want as a person, as a soul
mm-hmm.
in this life?
Mm-hmm.
And then taking that path, your true aligned path to get to your end goals.
And putting that on the vision board. And you kind of set it and forget it.
Yes.
What you were saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You set it and forget it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can visit it. You can kind of meditate on it. But mm-hmm. basically, she was saying that don't like obsess over it. Don't do affirmations for hours each day staring at your vision
right.
board.
Right.
Because sometimes what can happen is when you're chasing something so much,
yeah.
the opposite effect.
It's like you have tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And so you're like not paying attention to what could be happening elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, there's something, and I can't think of it in my head right now, but there's something called, like, it's like repel energy or, like, lack energy. So, basically, lack attracts lack.
Yeah.
And so, if you are coming from, oh, I want this, but I don't have it. I want this, but I don't have it. You're actually attracting.
Like, you're never going to have it.
Right.
Basically.
You're attracting the feeling of, like, I'm never going to have this because I'm
yeah.
constantly chasing it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Like, that's kind of an manifestation. So I kind of recently introduced this to my mom because, you know, she has been wanting to go and she's wanted to travel out of the United States. She's only been to like Mexico. Like she hasn't been to like Europe or anywhere else. And so she's always talked about wanting to go to Australia to go see Bindi Irwin, the zoo.
Oh,
Tim Irwin Zoo.
That's so cute.
Yeah. She's like always said that. And so, you know, if you probably like over a year ago now, you know, I just started talking to her about like, it's not, you know, it's not helpful to be like, I want to do that. You know, like, why can't I do that?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not, you know, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
It's not if. And I just literally said that to her yesterday. Like, that's manifestation. So it's not if it will happen, it's when it will happen.
Including
or
the
it's path. Already happened.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's all about, you have so much. Your words have so much power
yeah.
when you say things
mm-hmm.
in terms of making things happen.
Yeah.
And it's even like, okay, if you're not woo, like it's about SMART goals,
yep.
right? So SMART goals is like another form of manifestation, like having actionable things. But a part of having a SMART goal is writing it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like manifestation, write it out, speak it out. It's your words have power and can then like shift your mindset
mm-hmm.
and then your mindset is like one of the most powerful tools. So if you decide that that's going to happen, then you have a higher chance of it happening. And I would dare to even say it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And now she's going to Australia next year.
Mm-hmm.
So in November, we've put a date on it. Like, you know, you take the idea and you say, what does it take to get there?
Yep.
Like just knowing, okay, it takes this much money. Okay, well, how long will it take you to save up that much money?
Yep.
Is that even possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like what needs to happen for you to get there? And then if it's not money, maybe it's time. Like
yeah.
what's a good time to go?
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a way of figuring it out. And I think manifestation like definitely can be super helpful.
And it's just like
goals.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's creating goals for yourself. I'm listening to an audiobook right now, and I guess he's a neuroscientist, I think. But basically, he used an example of a girl who grew up in a like poverty-stricken like household, and she went through challenge after challenge. I think she had to take care of one of her sick parents. Like it just like it felt like everything was working against her, and it felt like almost impossible to get out of that hole. And so she started like scouring the internet of like basically like I need help. What like how do can I get out of this? And that's when she discovered manifestation. And she was going to med school, and she was concerned about being able to get in. But basically, she wrote herself an acceptance letter. Yeah. And like wrote it from the pers well, there was actually a couple of different examples. She wanted a promotion in her current job because she had an idea of how much money she needed to be making to get herself out of the position she was in. And so she wrote herself or started envisioning herself in that job. And then she also wrote herself an acceptance letter to med school, and everything happened. It just took time and like putting energy in the right places. And so his whole point in the book is not that you're like, oh, I want money and then money appears. Like that's just not reality. Or, you know, oh, I want a partner and then a partner appears. That's just not how it normally happens, but it's putting your energy and efforts towards the things that you desire.
Yeah, it is. And it sounds like too, like both of us have had personal experiences with mindset and manifestation and writing and manifest. Well, actually three, like mindset, writing, and speaking. Like those are like the three pieces, I think, to manifesting, would you say?
Yeah, I think so.
So with that, this is kind of what came to mind this morning, not even thinking of our episode today. Because I often find myself thinking like, how did I even get to this point of my like on my spiritual journey? Like I feel like I like have this like blackout like of here I am now, like I'm kind of woo, like and I haven't always been this way. And so when we first moved to Charleston in 2020, I was, you know, freelancing. I had like one client, whatever. Money was tight. Like we weren't like we were making it and we had enough to like still have fun, but it was just like if one thing fell through, like we would be screwed. And so I don't know if that's what led me into this, but basically what I ended up doing, and I need to think on what led me to this, but I ended up starting, and you're going to be so impressed by this. I started getting up every morning at like 6 a.m. and I would go into my office in our apartment and I would sit there and listen to Hertz, like 528 or the 7, whatever it is, 734, something like that. And I would journal for like an hour. I'd give myself an hour and I would try to do it if it was dependent on the time of year. Like I would try to do it as the sun was rising. And so like I have such like a memory, like a feeling from that experience. Like when those Hurts songs come on, it like takes me back immediately. And through that, I ended up, and that was also a time where I was like constantly checking Indeed, like constantly second guessing myself. I was also like figuring out I had a lot of anxiety. I had some depression going on at that time. It was in between meds, like for antidepressants and stuff. And I think that's probably too why I was like letting myself do that. But I was so like routine with it and it was so nice. And then I ended up getting my spring/summer gig with Spoleto. And like I found it one of those days where I was like again scouring Indeed and then being like, oh, like this could be kind of fun. And it was temporary. It was just for a few months. And I thought, you know, music and arts related, like that makes sense. And you know, and I still like kept up with that ritual of like listening to music and writing in my journal and writing what I wanted to happen. And like I was manifesting. And that Spoleto gig ended up like rolling into like now so many different things, so many facets of my business, and one of them being like one of my favorite clients I have because of the person that I met and worked with at that job. So it's like I don't know why, like I just felt like having like that was my first, I guess, like real practice in actually putting into action, like mindset and manifestation. And I guess too, with the, which I've shared this, but with the gratitude journal that I've always had with Rachel Hollis, that was given to me as a gift, that also practiced manifestation, because you had to write 10 things every single day, that you write it as it's in like the tense that it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I made $1 million or whatever it is, and you'd write that. Or I've written like, I'll work with a certain person, and then I'll go back and write the date that I ended up working with that person.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So that started like I said, 2020 for me.
And you didn't even realize it either, which is...
No. Yeah.
You were just doing... And first off, you've never told me this, so...
I know.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to tell you until we are on the pod.
Yeah. So I love that. But also, I think gratitude journaling holds so much power also.
Yeah.
Because it's like reminding, like putting the energy out of like, no matter when things get hard, no matter when, you know, we're pulling in that lack energy, or we're emitting that lack energy, I guess I should say, it's still bringing you back to like what you're grateful for. And it's so cool that you can look back at that and like go back and read that journal.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I haven't done it recently, because I used to do it a lot when I would do my Moxie Monday lives,
mm-hmm.
where I'd have like my clients on and I'd be like, look, I wrote you down. Like,
aww.
You know, like, I couldn't tell you like so many things that weren't even in the works that like ended up coming to fruition. And I have another story.
Tell me.
And then I want you to share more stories.
No, tell me.
Which I've told you this, but our friend Liz,
mm-hmm.
who was at the sound bath with us and is a part of this kind of like subsection of woo friends, I met her at a stretch and mingle event last year. And like when I met her, we connected over a childhood stuff. And I told her that led us into my conversation of I'm writing a book. And she's like, me too. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. We should like write together to keep each other accountable. And so that was in like, I don't know, or it was beginning of this year. So it was probably January or February or something like that. And then for the longest time, I never reached out. Honestly, fun fact, I forgot her name.
Mm-hmm.
Like after I met her, I was like, oh, what is her name? Like I keep forgetting. And then I saw her again at a stretch and mingle. To then I remembered her name. And so after that time, it was like a few months after that, I wrote on my office wall saying, message Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that sitting there for, again, a few more months. And then she, out of the blue, scheduled a discovery call with me for her branding, to which then I learned that she's in Ural's group coaching program during this meeting.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is crazy. And I like showed her in our meeting. I'm like, look, I have you written on my wall. I've been meaning to message you about writing together
mm-hmm.
for so many months now. I just haven't yet. Like just never got to it. And then from here on out, now we've been writing together once a month.
It's so crazy how things fall into place, how they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So wild. I also feel like that day that she booked the discovery call, I feel like you and I were on the phone and I said something, something, Liz. And you were like,
yeah. Yeah, we were together, I think.
Oh.
I think we were together.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is weird.
All signs are leading to Liz.
Yeah. It was so crazy. And now, like, getting to know her more, I understand why we're together now.
Yeah.
And, like, she's just such a cool person.
I know.
Like, she's so...
So many cool stories.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking about this with the conference that I...
Yeah, I want you to tell everyone about your conference.
Yeah. Well, one thing I was just going to say is, like, it's so funny... And we've learned this from networking too. You don't know who people are until you really begin to talk to them. And then you're like, what? Like, and that's how I felt about Liz. Like whenever we started talking and like hearing about all of her travels, and I'm like, what? Like that's the coolest. Like you should lead with that.
I know. It's yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Talk about that, because yeah, you just went to Texas.
Yeah.
And you met all of these wonderful women and they're so powerful. And like, also like I also want to know like how the woo came in with that. Like,
yeah.
I know there was some woo-woo-ness that happened.
So if you're an entrepreneur, it is worth the investment to go to a conference. Haley has been to some, and you know, people say like, oh, it's the coolest experience, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's another thing. But no. It's not.
It's not. I mean, be wise with which one you go to, but
right. Yeah.
Typically, if you are going to a conference, especially if it's within your industry.
Yes.
You feel, you know, and you're aligned with what you're doing in your career and your entrepreneurship, like you feel like lit up because you're with a bunch of people who are just as passionate about what it is you're doing.
Yeah.
And I really feel like it's just like a breath of fresh air.
I feel like I'm still coming down from the energy, literally. Yeah. Still.
Yeah.
Like whenever you got here, I was just like walking through the house and thinking, I very easily like could just be coming back to work today because I feel
needed some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just so much to process. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it's called Make Your Mark Live, and it's in Dallas, Texas, and it's hosted by Jordan Gill, who owns System Saved Me.
Which I think we talked a little bit about this last episode.
Yeah.
With you and Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, long story short, almost 2 years ago, I wanted to start my business, and I wanted to focus on helping people know that they need project management software, mm-hmm. and then helping them get set up with it, and primarily Trello.
Yeah.
And I was like, my old boss, she told me, like, I can never make a business out of this, and that really stuck with me. And so at the time, I was thinking, like, okay, she might be right. So I need to prove to myself that you actually can make a business out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on LinkedIn and I typed in some sort of variation of systems business,
mm-hmm.
software business, project management. I don't know what I typed, but something along those lines. And so I typed that into LinkedIn, and then there pops System Saved Me, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on her LinkedIn and I was like, oh, she is like crushing it. Like, mm-hmm. she has made this happen. She's also like so cute and so like eye-catching. Her mm-hmm. branding is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, like you can do this.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then this is the example of surrender.
Yep. But you didn't know it then.
I didn't know it then. Mm-hmm. But I just left it at that. Like, I was mm-hmm. like, she did it. Very cool. Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on.
Yeah.
So then a year later, I'm in Aaron's group coaching program. And I sent everyone a episode of Jordan's podcast that resonated with me. And a girl, Stephanie, in the group coaching program, she was like, oh, like, she reached out to me directly. And she was like, Summer, I know Jordan, or I've worked with her, and I'm supposed to be a guest on her podcast. And I would love to introduce you to, and because it obviously seems very aligned with you, and I would love to introduce you to and see, like, if you'd be a good fit for each other and all of these things. And I was like, what? Like, you know,
gosh, like, yes. Like, what are the, I mean, again, you were working towards being in alignment, so it's no shock
that
this happened.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, damn, when it does happen, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
It's just meant to happen.
It is such, and now I know this, at the time I didn't, it's such the example of like surrender manifestation.
Yeah.
And also like working towards like being aligned, mm-hmm. and like just letting go. But I didn't know it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the perfect example of that.
Yeah.
So anyways, she introduced me to Jordan. I was supposed to be a guest on her podcast.
And I think that'll evolve into something even bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all good. As Jordan says, life be live things. So sometimes you just have to take a break if things are too much. And so that, and then she literally like 2 days later opened up doors for mentorship, which was crazy. Mm-hmm. So then she was my mentor for a month. And then she had this event, and Stephanie and I did a work trade for the ticket to the event. So that was a long way of saying it's
the third door in real life. Like, obviously, when you found Jordan, you were like, not immediately like, I'm going to meet her.
Yeah.
You know, but you were you needed you got what you needed out of that. You were like, okay, she's doing it. I can too, which reminded me of one of my favorite quotes from Ice-T. He says, no one's ice is cooler than mine.
Hold on, just bear with me.
Oh, no, it is a quote. I haven't read my office. But his point, he said this during like the Super Bowl like interview or whatever, when he was like playing with Eminem and Snoop and all that. No one's ice is cooler than mine, meaning like, if you can do it, I can do it. And so that's what I was getting at.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. See, full circle coming back. And so you got what you needed. You were like, okay, she's doing it, so I can too. because no one's ice is cooler than your ice. And then, yeah, to your point, you surrendered. You didn't know you were surrendering, which I feel like people now, like, maybe think about that. Like, if you have something has, like, sparked something in you and you forgot about it, maybe that's coming up now and you can maybe revisit that. Or maybe, again, it'll just come to fruition like it did for you and the kind of, like, meant to be thing happened.
Yeah.
With now having another connection, right? So you didn't immediately jump to, I'm like getting to meet Jordan. You had to do this, that, and the other
right.
to get into that position to then be connected and meet her.
But like you said, too, I didn't even know that I wanted to meet her. Everyone's ice is cooler than everyone's ice. I was just thinking what was making me laugh is that he used his name.
Well, it was very on brand. Like, I'll have to find it. I'll send you the interview.
So I could say, like, no one's summer is hotter than my summer.
Hell yeah. Yes.
Except for, I think I'm saying it wrong. Everyone's hotter summer.
No, you said it right. No one's summer is hotter than your summer.
Yeah. Love that. Thanks, Ice. So, yeah. Conference was amazing.
Did they talk about any type of like energy topics or like mindset, stuff like that?
What I loved, and you would love this too, Haley, each session, and I need to send you her information too, each day, like each conference day started with a flow session.
Ooh, like a stretch?
No, like a mental stretch. So,
oh, I like that.
Her name is Dr. Jennifer, I think. I'll send you her information, but she started each day with a flow session. So it was like a mental exercise. And then we'd stand up and we'd go like, get into the flow.
Ooh, I love.
And we would do like a little stretch and stuff like that. But
okay.
She basically works with the four elements. So water, fire, earth.
Earth and wind?
Wind.
Oh, wind.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Or air.
Air. Yeah, that's right. And I don't even know if you said this, but I want to make sure we cover the fact that this conference was for service-based business owners.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a bunch of like entrepreneurs.
It was
in the room. And one of the focuses was mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so every speaker had like a different theme.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's just the common trend of just being an entrepreneur and then also having to work on yourself at the same time that mindset just comes up a lot.
Yes.
So everybody got to speak about what they wanted to, I think, to a certain extent. There was, you know, some planning around it for sure. But there was a lot of mindset talk, a lot of energy talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's so good. Well, I mean, yeah, it's like we've said before, you know, half of the people that are successful, making money, having a fruitful career are woo, lean woo, and like believe in this stuff. And they just sometimes don't talk about it. So it's no surprise that that was a common thread.
Yeah.
Through the conference. But I'm so glad you had fun.
But yeah, it was a really awesome experience. So I got an email a couple of days ago that she's putting on a like smaller event related to, so one of my favorite things that we did at the conference that I wanted to tell you about, Haley,
mm-hmm.
everyone there is an entrepreneur. And so everyone has tips and tricks and secrets of how they support their clients or how they support their own businesses or whatever it may be. So each table that we were at, we had table numbers and everyone told a secret.
Oh, yeah.
Of their business.
Mm-hmm.
And then we like went around, shared our secrets, everyone voted on the best secrets, and then you go up on the stage and present it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so cool about that is everyone has so many cool freaking ideas.
Like secrets as in like business secret, like business hack.
But yes, or business hacks is more like it. Yeah. Whether it's for you or for your client, something you do for your client.
Yeah, that's cool.
So for me, I did the don't sleep on your leads.
Yes, yes.
Process.
I love that.
So anyway, so that was actually, it was a game, you know, because there was a prize and everything, but it was actually such a powerful way to get people on stage to speak.
Yeah.
And that's something that Jordan and I were talking about during one of the breaks is she was like, she said like, you know, it's actually such a unique way to get people on the stage and get them talking about like what they're really good at.
Mm.
And people aside from just speakers. So that was just so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you see a process, like we can process things in our heads, but when you see something play out and you're like, oh, that makes so much sense of why this is a game. Like,
right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was really cool. But Anyways, a lot of cool business secrets came out of that, but I think that that part was so good. And I don't know if she did that at the event last year too. That's what this new event is focused on, is the secrets game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
So,
cool.
yeah.
I already know like Marielle's gonna love that. I'm like, can we incorporate that in a different way, in our own way,
Yeah.
different spin on it? But yeah, that's such a good idea.
No, for sure. It would be, I don't know if it's trademarked, but
No, like I said, we wouldn't be doing the same
put
thing.
your own twist on
Oh
it.
yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
But yeah, very cool.
But just
So.
the concept of having, like you were saying, having people come up to talk about something that they feel good about, which is cool.
And it's like people are excited to share too.
Yeah.
So it's like a win-win,
Yeah.
you know? And it's a form to
Cool.
sell on stage, but it doesn't feel like selling.
Right. Yep. That's really cool.
So, anyways.
So let's talk about, before we wrap up, what are we manifesting right now in our lives? I've always had on my list, and I wish I would have brought my journal. That would have been a good idea. So one day I will write a letter. One day I will verbal, I will communicate. I'm going to be communicating with Hillary Burton.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
that's on my list. I've got so
It's
many
done.
things to tell her. That I think she and I are like telepathically communicating on. Like, I think about probably in a, on an unhealthy, it's not really unhealthy though, not like crazy level, but I'm like, we would be best friends, like literally. Like, we are, I mean, based off of what I know about her and what she's put out into the public, obviously we don't know her personally really, but I feel like I do because of her books and stuff like that. But she's been such a influence in my life. And my story used to be I was going to write a letter to Mark Schwann, who started One Tree Hill, who wrote the show. Now he's a piece of poop, knowing everything that he did to the females on the show. And so I'm like, screw that dude. Because I used to be young and like, I'm going to say thank you so much for creating the show that like changed my life. No, it's actually the actors that made the show
Yeah.
and are continuing to make One Tree Hill why it's like a pillar for
Yeah.
people.
We'll love the art, not the artist.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, correct. So that's one thing that's always been like on my manifestation list. And then definitely, like, I'm trying to think what's like something recent. 'Cause I always ask people too at the end of my Moxie Made Lives, like, what are you currently manifesting so we can manifest it together? So another thing is that I joke often about is to have a Christmas tree farm. And something tells me I'm going to have that one day.
It's not that far stretched of a plan.
It's not. I think it makes sense. I know that when the time is right, I'll start being feeling more like good about figuring out what that actually logistically looks like. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I've got things we're doing and I want to do. But I think like long-term goals would be to have a Christmas tree farm and live out my best like cottage core like hoogly life.
So whenever I'm drinking again, we need to go to Spruce Pine, North Carolina.
Okay.
It's like,
We're gonna go even if you're not drinking.
well, there's a vineyard in Spruce Pine. It's about 15 minutes from where Austin and I used to live in Burnsville, North Carolina. And the name of the town is called Spruce Pine because there are so many Christmas tree farms. And one of the vineyards, Spruce Pine Vineyard, I think is what it's called. Maybe I'm wrong, but is on a Christmas tree farm and it's
Oh my
beautiful.
God, I love it.
And so in Asheville, there are Christmas tree farms literally
No,
everywhere.
I know. That's why. I mean, we will have, I already know, like, we will be buying you. I'm not going to start a Christmas tree farm from scratch. It's
No.
somewhere that takes like 10 plus years for
Yeah.
that to come to fruition. So I will be buying an already existing one in most likely Asheville.
Well, and it's a great investment too.
And talk about serendipity, like being in alignment with maybe something that you are destined to do. We've now met, and I've told you guys this, Nick's coworker, who him and his wife want to also own a tree farm, not a Christmas tree farm, but they need wood because he wants to have his own like woodworking business.
That's so cool.
And they've talked about doing this in Asheville as well. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe there's something there.
Should we go in on a tree farm?
Yeah, all of us. You can set up my systems.
My future business coach, that's what I'm manifesting,
Yes.
has three homes.
Yeah. Oh,
She
yes.
has an Atlanta home, a Florida home, and a Maine home.
Oh, I love Maine.
I mean, I just met her at the conference. I'm acting like we're best friends, but
You are.
that really, I'm like, oh, That's such a like luxury that I think so many of us feel like, oh, we'll never achieve that. But
okay, but also having multiple homes is a lot of work.
Not if you can hire people.
I mean, you have to hire, yes, people, but
Ruby and I are making it.
Oh my gosh. She says, we're going to have a home for me and a home for Maple.
And a home for Franks.
Frankie.
Franks. Anyway, yeah. So if y'all had Austin, one thing Austin has always talked about is he wants to own a compound. This is like his retirement plan.
Yes.
Plan. Mm-hmm. He wants to own a compound and have like multiple cabins on it or multiple houses and like rent them all out, but only to, which we wouldn't be able to actually do this, but to like-minded people so that it's like a, you know, a neighborhood of just like pals.
I love this. Yeah. Why can't you do that?
I guess you could. And then we would have like gardens and stuff that everyone could live off of.
Yeah.
So maybe we could incorporate that to your tree farm.
Yep. That sounds good. I love it. Sounds like land is in our future. Are you putting that on your surrender vision board?
Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning. I guess I should. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Lord knows I have written Hillary's name like all over the place. I swear,
Hillary knows.
Hillary, like if you get wind of this podcast, I don't know, I feel like somebody listening might know her. Because it's a small world. And also, she's from like North Carolina. So it's not too far-fetched. But I swear I'm not creepy. You know this. I'm a fellow grimoire gal. So anyways, I think, yeah, I feel good about everything we've shared. And what else? What do we want to wrap up on? I know we want to talk about our intentions for the week, but like anything else with manifesting?
No, I think just as hard as it is, sometimes you just have to let things go and trust in the universe and God and the process.
Yep. I agree. Oh, one thing I wanted to say that I keep forgetting to say is, love from a brand perspective, Jordan's business name.
I know.
System saved me.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I know.
Kudos to you, Jordan.
I know.
Yeah.
The branding for Make Your Mark Live
was really good too.
So good. And she used a company called Liberty Type Co. And they were a sponsor of the event too. And they had each day they had like special snacks during the conference. And the first day was vegan gelato. And it was like such a hit that for the branding for the event, they did stickers. Actually, have one. And it was an ice cream cone with Make Your Mark Live on it. It was really cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Such good branding and marketing. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
But yeah, well, I feel like we could have definitely kept talking because there's just so many things with manifestation. So I definitely think we should do a manifestation part two episode down the road.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we can always check back in.
But I love this topic.
I know. It's been really good. So what's your intention for the week?
I think I might have said this last week, but I think to continue to let go and just let things happen the way that they're meant to and just take things step by step.
Yeah.
What about you?
So as soon as I asked that, what vision kind of came to mind was of my new client that we started last week. And maybe I need to focus on so the topic, and I don't want to get too much in detail yet because I don't, like, I'll probably bring it up at a later date, but it's a heavy one, and I just always feel, anytime, and it's a nonprofit, so anytime I work with nonprofits, I just feel so, like, honored to, like, have a little piece in helping what they're doing, and it's just, like, a topic that, you know, I feel I need more education on, and want to like know more about. And so I guess maybe my intention then is to like immerse myself in a healthy way, because it is again like heavy, but immersing myself into that world a little bit more. Obviously I do this anyways with my projects because I, you know, want to become very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think just setting my intention on that client maybe for this week is where my brain is telling me to go.
Yeah. I think too, I've been thinking a lot recently about, because, you know, I'm very passionate about rescue animals. And I've been thinking about ways that we can like support these missions that we care so much about and we don't really know how to help.
Yeah.
Or we know as much as we, you know, we know only what we know, I guess.
Right.
And I've been thinking about like networking events that we could accept like donations for different causes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that has been heavy on my heart lately.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, down the road, that could be
something we do.
Yeah.
And individually or together.
Yeah. And especially what you're talking about too, the educational piece is so important. Maybe you could have, I've gone to networking events where they've had guest speakers talk about a cause,
mm-hmm.
And then they accept donations too.
Oh my gosh, I would love that.
Yeah.
I have like three people that come to mind immediately that I would love to do that for.
Yeah. So
yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
And then of course, something for cancer, because all of that crap sucks.
Yeah.
I also wanted to wrap too, before we wrap, I want to say I'm excited too, because I'm going to start my like consult package with you.
Yes.
Summer's new offer, which is like one-on-one consulting on like processes and systems. We're starting for Moxie like literally after this. So
yeah.
I'm so excited.
And Haley is already good at systems. So that's not, you know, but I'm excited to see where we can like continue to improve. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, we got to get that. Like, I want to keep the ball rolling. And I always go back to, you know, set yourself up so the universe is like you're leveling up.
Yeah. Also, systems and processes are setting you and your business up for scalability. So
exactly. That's where I'm at. And that's why I'm excited for this.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. We hope you have a woo-filled week ahead with work and life. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Mic tap.
Mic tap.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye.